Well, Gavin Cullen, Cock Hill manager, but also former Finn Harps goalkeeper and captain. Firstly, Gavin, the new League of Ireland campaign gets up and running this weekend. It'll be nice to see it back.
Yeah, obviously the start of a new season, there's always interest in new players, new teams, new who's going to do well. A lot of interest, especially I suppose in the Premier Division this year. Looks like things are really hotting up and the clubs are pushing on, you know.
We'll get on to the Premier Division shortly, but let's start with matters in the First Division. Finn Harps starting their season tomorrow down against Kerry and Tralee. From what you've seen or heard over the pre-season, how do you think Harps are equipped to go down there and get a result tomorrow night?
Very difficult to tell. I suppose Harps and Kerry were down at the lower half of the First Division last year. Harps have changed a lot of personnel, maybe 10, 11 players by the looks of it in their squad. Is a big turnaround in Kerry. I've seen they signed a few as well. So, look, it's up in the air. It's been a fairly underwhelming pre-season in terms of what's happening at Harps and where they're at. So it's very hard to judge how they're going to start the season for both clubs, you know, but especially for Harps, I suppose. Listening or reading a few of Darren Murphy's interviews over the last week or two, you know, they're realistic in their what they're expecting this season. They know they're going on with a lot of young players and inexperienced, and you don't really know what you're going to get from that. You know, you'll get ups and downs, and they're hoping that some of them come through and become senior players. So I think they're really realistic on the pitch of where they're at the minute, Van Harps, which is an honest approach, and it's all they can do. But hopefully, you know, some of them players hit the ground running and do really well for them.
In terms of Kerry, it's their third season in the League of Ireland. They made big improvements last year. I know it's hard to judge at this stage what kind of challenge they'll bring, but these are the kind of games that Darren Murphy will really not want to lose, you know, considering the fact that there are no doubt going to be bigger tests to come down the line.
Oh, absolutely. I think these are the clubs that are going to be in the vicinity of where Harps are at this season, maybe trying to push for that last playoff or no lower playoff spots during the season. So they're games that you don't want to be dropping points on or losing it at any stage of the season. Never mind trying to get a positive start to get the confidence into the group early.
And other First Division games this weekend, you have the division favourites Dundalk there at home to Athlone, Tralee up against a highly fancied Cove side, and UCD against Wexford. Then on Saturday you have Longford against Bray. Any of those fixtures stand out, and which teams do you fancy to do well this season?
Well, obviously Dundalk seem to have sort of half got their house in order and seem to be signing players and Premier Division players, keeping the likes of Darrell Horgan and all as well. Obviously it's huge for the First Division, so they're going to be the fancy team just in terms of budgets and where they're at. Obviously with William O'Connor, a friend of mine, though managing UCD, will always keep an eye out to see how they're doing. They will be thereabouts. They've obviously got a settled side from last year. Couple of additions and that bit of experience of Roman Finn also there, so they're going to be thereabouts as well. Obviously there's huge changes at Cove. They brought in Mick Thingway from Glentoran as a new manager, so that again they could be a real surprise package there as well. So they could.
Cove, they've seemed to have signed a lot of Cork's team from last year that did well in the division, so it'll be interesting to see how they get on.
Exactly. No, they will be thereabouts as well, I'd say, in terms of what they've signed and what they've done. And Mick McDermott on there as well. No, probably bringing a better level of professionalism to the club as well.
And what about Harps overall, Gavin? There are a lot of unknowns coming into the squad, as you touched on. Where do you see Darren Murphy's team ending up?
It's very difficult to call. It really is. And I think Darren and his interviews and all has been really realistic and really, you know, playing it down. Probably as long as I can remember, it's maybe a subdued start to a season or going on the new season. There's no wild excitement. There's no wild major talk about it for Finn Harps, which is, look, it's disappointing. It's very hard to draw the crowds to games and stuff and it's like that. But it's the reality. I suppose a lot of stuff off the pitch as well going on with Harps and the lack of stadium, the lack of funding. And the budget's been cut year on year. No, it's very hard to tell where they're at or where they're going as a club, you know. But obviously from a personal point of view and a Donegal perspective, we would all love them to, you know, they have a plan and to get back to the, you know, the excitement and the playoffs and the playoff finals, possible promotions and stuff. But at the minute, it looks from the outset as if they're a million miles away from, you know, getting into the Premier Division or being there to compete. I'm not too sure in the short-term future where that lies for them. But look, you never know. Like, a lot of young players, Ashton Cooney, Gavin McAteer, guys like that, and they're over and back in trials to England. Maybe there's a big opportunity for to get a big move, and maybe Harps to get a few pound in from that, which would be brilliant for them. So we'll be keeping a key eye and be interested in how them players progress and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, we'll be keeping a close eye, surely, and hopefully they get off to a good start tomorrow night down in Kerry. Moving on to the Premier Division, one of the standout ties of the first round of fixtures is Derry's, you know, there at Tolka Park against Shells. Tiernan Lynch couldn't really have asked for a much tougher start to life as Derry City manager, could he? How do you see that one going?
That's an interesting one. Derry's going to be very interesting to watch. They've signed a lot of international, Northern Ireland international players that have been about a while and done really well in England and Scotland. So the expectations are going to be massive. Their move to the GA grounds in Derry for their training facilities looks like a brilliant move for them. Looks like they're going to have a base this year for training and stuff like that. I think that all adds to the setup, adds to professionalism. And the really big things expected from Derry this year. And I think they will be thereabouts. They've got serious firepower. I think maybe they could probably do with another defender or two in the squad, but the squad depth and quality, you know, is as good as anybody's.
And you mentioned that they've added a wealth of quality and experience on the pitch. It will be very interesting to see how Lynch does in his first time in the League of Ireland. I suppose that actually is the biggest question mark over Derry City this year, isn't it? How he gets on?
It is, but look, he's saying all the right things. He comes across very well in interviews. The players seem to be buying into what he wants them to do at this stage, you know, and it all seems very positive, you know, but obviously when the games start, things and the pressure comes on, it's a different story. But look, they're massively financially backed. They look like they have a plan in place. They look like they're going places. You know, they're just, I suppose, from a club, and obviously the money and investment that they have, like, it's a polar opposite to where Van Harps are at. And we're not going that long ago to Van Harps were bidding for players and signing players that Derry said they wanted, the likes of James Mulligan and stuff. It's not that long ago. You know, that's a complete and utter change of where the two clubs are at because of the finance at Derry. So, look, huge things are expected. I think the reality is they have to challenge for leagues, they have to win leagues. And where they're at, and obviously Friday night's game's a tough start against the champions from last year.
A tough start, surely. Elsewhere in the Premier Division this weekend, Cork, they're back in the big time at home to Galway. St Pat's, who ended last year in flying form, they're at home to Drogheda. You've also got Sligo and Waterford. And then on Sunday, you have that big occasion at the Aviva, the Dublin Derby between Bowes and Shamrock Rovers. Which of those games are you most looking forward to?
Well, obviously the Bowes and Rovers game's a huge game. I'm not too sure if it's makes any sense for it to be in Aviva or not, but it obviously is. Huge game, Dublin Derby. Start to see where Shamrock Rovers are at. Obviously, with Europe, they're still in Europe as well. St Pat's are going to be very interesting. I felt last year if the league went for another 2 or 3 weeks, St Pat's would have probably won it. The run of form they were on since Stephen Kenny took over. So obviously he knows the league so well, and he gets the best out of his players, and they're going to be a real force as well. Obviously, the Shelburne Derry game is the most interesting one. Obviously, with Mark Coyle involved, we all have an interest in how he's doing and what a year he had. And hopefully, it keeps progressing for him. And obviously, with Derry City playing them, that's probably the most interesting tie for us up here.
And in terms of that bigger picture, it always is, but this season could be another hugely competitive season in the Premier Division. You have the likes of, you know, you mentioned St Pat's there under Stephen Kenny. You've got the Mark Coyle connection with Shells. Derry are highly fancied. You've also got Shamrock Rovers, who'll never be too far away. They'll all be there or thereabouts. How do you see the season playing out?
Oh, look, again, as you said.
Tough question.
It's a lottery. It's a tough, tough question. If you're asking me now, I have a sneaky feeling that Derry might be very good this year, and they're thereabouts. As I say, you can never rule out Shamrock Rovers and the form St Pat showed for the second half of last season. If they bring that into this season, they're going to be really hard to stop. But it's really interesting, and the fact that Virgin Media are on board and there's going to be a live game every week, you know, only adds to the fact and the professionalism and the sales point of the league. So, like, it's all very positive this last few years for the League of Ireland. It really is.
Very positive, surely. And staying with nice positive stuff, we'll move back to junior soccer. And just to mention Fannin United this weekend, they have a big game in the FAI Junior Cup against Tramore of Waterford. You obviously have a lot of experience of the FAI Junior Cup, and you've faced a lot of the junior teams from the south of the country. What do you make of Fannin's chances on Sunday?
I do. I speaking to Arthur a few times about the game and when the draw was made and them getting through. And the fact is that they've got a home draw in Fannin, and I don't care who it is or who they get, they have a chance. They have an opportunity. I feel it's one of the better draws they could have got. So it is, and I do give them a chance in it. But again, with cup competitions, I always say, like, you know, on the day, refereeing decisions, you know, weather conditions, everything can go in your favour or go against you, and you never know. But I think they have an opportunity, and like I would love to see them get to the quarterfinal and do more. Like I think Fannin deserve it, and I think the likes of Arthur and Paul and stuff that get involved in them deserve to get that them opportunities and then playing them games, you know.
And finally, Gavin, you're the manager of Coghill. It would be remiss of me not to ask about your own side. You're out in the Jackie Crossan tomorrow night against Kildaff. It's your game in hand on Mochrana and Alia. Is it too early to be describing games as must-win?
No, not at all. They're must-win. We've let ourselves down at the weekend. The two-goal lead slip. Not like us, to be honest. So we've dropped points that we normally wouldn't drop. So we feel that from now to the end of the season, we probably have to win every game to win that league. And look, it's not impossible, but the players know the task ahead of them, and that starts on Friday night, and we'll see how they react, you know.
Well, best of luck with it, and thanks very much for your time, Gavin. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again soon, all right?
No bother, Mark. Thank you very much.